Welcome, Pamela. How are you doing this week?
I'm great this week, Gil. I'm so excited to be talking about organization. It floats my boat, trips my trigger. An organized life is a happy life.
Yes, it is. I wish I knew what that life was like myself, but I'm going to learn in this segment. It's common for homebuyers to do some improvements, of course, when they move into a new house.
Yes. In fact, research from the National Association of Realtors shows that 53% do some projects within 3 months of moving. And, of course, that was certainly the case for my husband and I. We've been in our new house 18 months, and we've lost track of how many projects we've done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of our projects, Rhoda and I have been in our house for 3 years, and one of our projects is to do a project on keeping track of all the projects. So,
well, HouseLogic is here to help you with that.
Yeah, but with your smartphone, really?
Yes, really, indeed. We have a few common digital tools I want to talk to you about that can transform your device into a real household control center for you. So first of all, take the guesswork out of repair projects. Instead of using your phone for just selfies, you know, which is fun, but you can also take pictures to remember how to put things back together once you've taken them apart. You can take photos of old components to help you pick the right replacement parts when you're at the store. And for repair projects that require a pro, share a picture with your contractor before he gets to the job. So he has a head start. He can see what he's going to be facing and bring the right tools.
Yeah, you can also document the infrastructure of your home.
You can, and that's a great idea. You know, take pictures of your home's wiring, plumbing, insulation when the walls are exposed during your renovations and repairs so you'll know where they are later. You can also take pictures of your possessions for insurance inventory purposes. That's a great thing to do. Take pictures even of your light bulbs so you know which is best for each fixture. You can use your camera to document what's connected to each two-pole and single-pole breaker in your house. Your two-pole breakers are 240 volts and your single poles are 120. You can photograph paint cans and swatches so you can remember each color's name and brand. Now, those photographs aren't so good for showing you the true color, but you'll have the name, you'll have the brand, and you can do the same for flooring, tile, wallpaper. Keep it all in your phone.
Now, tell us how you can use the free cloud storage to actually manage records.
So there are three free web-based applications, Dropbox, Evernote, and Google Drive. They all offer free data storage automatically synced across all your devices, which is really nice. So let's start with Dropbox. It's kind of like cold storage for photos, documents, videos you don't need at your fingertips but want to be able to retrieve easily. Some things you can use it to store and share are, say, PDF copies of appliance manuals, which you can often download from manufacturer websites. You know, those are those thick things that take up so much of your file space. You don't even need to do that anymore. You can just keep them in the cloud. Household records, including warranties and receipts that document repairs, photos you take of home improvement ideas and products on the go, and all the screenshots you take while surfing the web on your computer. You know, oh, I love how this looks. Oh, I love how that looks. That kind of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an interesting way to do that. What else?
So I mentioned another one, Evernote. That's great for boosting your organization factor. So I get really excited about Evernote. You can create folders with detailed project information, share notes with text, photos, recorded audio, and attachments. You can share and store your inspirational photos, you know, that I want my house to look like this someday kind of photos.
Sure.
Your do-it-yourself articles, price comparisons, even coupons using Evernote's web clipper feature, which is a really nice feature they have. You can take photos of receipts and save them as searchable PDFs. Evernote scans the information, so you can easily find them using your merchant name, your dollar amount, or even the date. And you can even add your own tags for search purposes on the receipt. So nice and handy. Then you don't have a lot of little slips of paper getting lost.
Right. Google Drive is another great online tool for just basic organization and scheduling.
Yes, and that was the third one on our list. You can share and store remodeling and repair budget spreadsheets. You can, you know, share your home maintenance schedules. And a digital home emergency kit is something that you can create on Google Drive, which can include maps downloaded from Google, personal documents like IDs and birth certificates, and a list of areas where family members can meet. So that works out really nicely, that kind of digital home emergency kit.
Absolutely. Before we go, what about data security?
So that's a great question. especially today, all three applications use encryption standards to keep data stored on their servers safe. Now, each company also offers two-step account verification, usually including a special code sent to your phone to keep bad guys, you know, out of your account. Now, it's not set up automatically. You have to enable it. And you can also take advantage of the built-in hardware encryption that comes with smartphones. You can add some layers of security. It turns stored data into unreadable gobbledygook that can only be unscrambled with a password. To find more information about that, you just have to visit your phone provider's website for instructions.
Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, thank you, Pamela. And for more information, you can visit houselogic.com/radio, and you can visit House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic, right?
You certainly can. We have tons of tips for being organized, and it just feels so good. You know, when you're organized, it feels so good.
Yeah, it does, especially when you can do it without a lot of paper stacking up in your house. It just even makes your, it not only gets you more organized, it makes your house look better. So I like it from so many different angles.
Absolutely. Tame the paper wizard. So very, very exciting.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.